This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. That's the promise to the faithful church. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to look today at the next to last church out of the seven found in the chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation. It's the promise to the faithful church. The Lord Jesus Christ has set before us an open door. It's an open door that no man can shut. Not only that, friend, no demon can shut it. No demon from hell can shut it. No one can shut the open door. With that in mind, no one can stop you, actually, except yourself. But no one can stop you from fulfilling the will of when you are in the center of God's will and when you are doing God's work. No one can stop you. Not sickness can't stop you. Cancer can't stop you. You're not going to slip on a banana peel to stop you. No demon, no Muslim. No one can stop the child of God that's in the center of the will of God and doing God's work. And the Lord promises that He has set before us, every one of you that's in the faithful church. We've looked at all at six so far, five so far. This is the sixth. You could find yourself in any one of these churches, in a dead church, in a compromising church, in a church that's left its first love. Today we're looking at the faithful church. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself has opened the door, and no man or no demon can shut it. This is part one of four, a look at the faithful church of Philadelphia. Our look today at the great Bible doctrine found in the book of Revelation. And today, the faithful church. Now, today's original audience is a city called Philadelphia, which is 28 miles south of last week's sermon, the city of Sardis. Last week, we looked at the dead church. Now, we've just got two churches left. We got the faithful church of Philadelphia today. And next week, the lukewarm church of Laodicea is going to wrap up this church age. This original city of brotherly love, philo is love, adelphos means brother, brotherly love, was founded by someone named Attalus Philadelphus, who was the king of Pergamos. It was nearly destroyed by an earthquake in the reign of Tiberius Caesar. Now, we're in Revelation chapter 3,
And we're going to start in verse 7. Revelation 3:7. Now, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that opens and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and have not denied my name." Now that great old Bible teacher from the 40s and 50s, J. Vernon McGee, started and pastored a church that was called the Church of the Open Door in Pasadena, California. As it is right here and now, the faithful church of today. The faithful church of today has an open door of ministry available to them. And those of the faithful church walk through that door. The faithful church of today has a blank check signed by Almighty God Himself. Can you imagine that? Having a check signed by Jehovah? A blank check, actually, with your name on it. This is what He gives members of the faithful church today. As Psalm 1 verse 3 declares, "Whatsoever he does shall prosper." And this open door is available to you today. If you are faithful to Him and are heart-carrying members of the faithful church of Jesus Christ, now we'll look here in a little while how to join that church. When Jesus opens the door for you, no man can shut that door. For that matter, no demon in hell can shut the door either. No happenstance can shut the door. Whatsoever you do shall prosper. God has given you a blank check. The sky is the limit for the faithful church. And then even the sky won't be the limit for the faithful church. All this and more is promised and available to the faithful church. There are 7 possible churches you could be a member of. And it's up to you today to choose which church you'll be a part of and which church you're going to join. The first week we looked at the loveless church, which is described in Jesus' letter to the church in Ephesus. But it's alive and active today. You know the type. They have their own clique. They aren't kind to strangers that walk in the door. They look down on others. They won't greet you when you walk in if you don't measure up to their standards. They're doing some things right, but they've lost track of the most important things. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself, right? But at least in that church, no one will sit in your seat. You could be a member of the persecuted church. Like it or not, let's put it this way. You will be a member of the... You are going to have a joint membership. Because you will be a member of the persecuted church, whether you like it or not. If you are a member of the invisible church, you'll be a member of the persecuted church. The Lord said, "In this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." And so will you, if you continue in the faith. Right? It's what we looked at last week, right? If you continue in the faith, if you keep in memory, if you hold on, if you continue walking with God. Of course, no one chooses to be a member of this church. I mean, who wants to be a member of the persecuted church? Raise your hand. Let's be honest. If you're a genuine Christ follower, though, goes with the territory. Remember we looked at that old guy Polycarp. Remember what he said? 86 years old. He said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. I try to make that my statement today. I'm always ready for when the crazy man comes through the door here, and they says, "Any Christians in here?" For me, it would be 52 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Do what you want. You can't touch my soul. Do not fear him who can kill your body. But rather, I'll tell you who to fear. Fear the one who can kill your body and soul in hell. You can't hurt me. If you are in the faithful church and you've got an open door set before you by the Lord and a blank check, no one can take you out. You are invincible as a child of God until your work here is over. Let me say, if you are not persecuted for what you hold dear to your very heart, then I'd have to question whether or not you were a member of the invisible church or not. You know what I mean when I say invisible church? Everyone here is a member of the visible church. You're in a church. The invisible church is how many people here are going to be included if he calls right now and takes all the believers out. How many of you are going to go with him in the call? That's the invisible church. There's those that you can't see in here that got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of them. Those that'll be left aren't members of the invisible church. You know, we can change that here today, right here and now. Is your name written in the book? Are you a member of the invisible church? Don't let pride get in your way. No matter who you are, make it right before you leave here today. If you are not persecuted for what you hold dear to your very heart, I have to question whether or not you are a member of the invisible church. Or I'd have to question what you hold dear in your heart. You've got a real enemy that hates what you hold in your heart. You could be a member of the compromising or worldly church. That's the next church. Little compromise never hurt anybody, right? Like a church that goes along with the world in order to get along. Got a picture on my Facebook I just saw yesterday from a Methodist church. Here it is in the church. And here's one guy like this on his knees and someone else, another man, grabbing his hand, proposing to his boyfriend right there in church. And everyone was smiling and clapping and he got a standing ovation. Pastor was smiling. Choir was all full of joy. And there's a man proposing to another man right in the house of God. That ain't right. The big scam that's been pulled on you is you don't realize that when you approve of that, according to Romans 1:32, you're just as guilty as the one practicing it. When you approve of that, you're just as guilty as the one practicing it. So don't be stylish and just go along with something. You're not doing anyone a service. You're doing yourself a disservice. And then when you approve of it, then you approve your child when they do it. And then you do them a disservice. And then some. Don't compromise. People in this church have not compromised, and I'm proud of them for not compromising. I refuse to do that. I will never compromise. How about you? How about you? How about you? Are you going to compromise? Don't do it. You can still, look, you can still love people, but not compromise. You don't have to do that. I mean, if you really love someone, you'll stick to the word. You'll still call sin, sin. If you really love someone, treat them the way God would treat you. How does it go? Do unto others as you would have others do unto you?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.